Pro-independence activists held a demonstration in Srinagar, the summer capital of Indian-controlled Kashmir, on Saturday to protest against the use of force against protesting students at a spree of pro-independence leaders and activists and rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl. The protesters chanted anti-government and pro-freedom slogans and demanded an end to the killing of civilians. They called for justice and condemned the police crackdown on pro-independence leaders.
Authorities are using force to prevent our leaders from reaching out to people. Today they arrested and took away our leaders. We strongly condemn this situation and urge international community to take note of the worsening situation in Kashmir.
The Indian security forces have declared a war against the student community in Kashmir. They are showering the pellets and bullets on our students. India is using another weapon, NIA, in Kashmir to pressurize the Kashmiris to give up the voice of freedom in Kashmir.
Political observers believe peace in Kashmir is elusive as long as India refuses to engage in a dialogue with Pakistan.
There's also a lesson right now how North Korea and South Korea have decided to give peace a chance. I think if India and Pakistan take this example and take lessons from this example and try to give peace a chance, allow Hurriyat to have their viewpoint and stop this bloodshed, try to resolve Kashmir, according to the aspirations of people of Jammu and Kashmir.
According to observers, India's suppression of the political aspirations of the Kashmiri people by sheer force is one of the reasons that forced the young and the educated to take up arms.
The protesters here accuse the government in New Delhi of promoting the culture of violence here in Kashmir. They say despite calling itself the world's largest democracy, India is choking the political dissent through crackdowns and police brutality. Sayyidi Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.